And we are going to share our deck, and we are going to welcome everyone to this epic training. We have just cracked 104 participants. We started at 4, 14, 41, 84, and we cracked 100. We're at 104. I'll keep you posted as we climb. We have just made history, and we're only warming up. So I want to welcome each and every one of you to this call unofficially first, because Blaine will be welcoming you officially in just a moment. I would love to see in the chat box if there are any non-gin members in the house, because we want to welcome you warmly. I know there may be guests of gin members. I think Kevin of Michelle will be in the room, a guest of gin members. I know there may be blessings as an affiliate. That's totally wonderful, Philippe. I want to see anybody who is not a gin member, unofficial gin member. I love that. Blessings. We welcome you. Part of it is we don't want any guests to think we're talking about a drink. So I will clarify that. We just cracked 106 people. So basically, if there are any non-gin members or non-gin affiliates, love for you to type in the chat box that whether you're a guest from the Rewired Worldwide, which I invite, extend the invitation, or guests of gin members. I just want to say one caveat that if you aren't aware, gin is a stands for the Global Information Network. It is also blessings to the new member, Frederic. It is also, you can also describe it as the Global Success Network. I'd love to actually have you guys help me out. Please, somebody type in the chat box Global Information Network. Somebody else type in the chat box Global Success Network, which I love to call it. And someone else type in the chat box a Global Wake Up Network. Thank you, which I love to call it as well. And so if you are a guest, when you hear the acronym GIN, it is not referring to alcohol. It's referring to this epic success network that we are all a part of and vibratorily proud to be bringing happiness and success to the world, and feel very much a part of it. And thank you all for typing those things in. We've cracked 108, 109 now. Welcome aboard. All the lines are muted, but the chat box is open, and I'm going to tag team to our one of our great owners and leaders in this company and dear friends of our founder, Kevin Trudeau, Mr. Blaine Athorne, to officially open the call. And let me make sure I have unmuted him. Just one second. I may need to scroll down through 108 participants. Just give me one second to find his phone number. One holding station, stand by. One second, Blaine. Wow, there is a beautiful roster of people coming through. If you haven't yet, find the chat box, type in your name and where you're from. And I just found Blaine, and I am unmuting him. There you go, Mr. Blaine Athorne. Welcome to your club, our club. And we just hit perfect harmony, 111, 111 participants.
Fantastic. Can you hear me okay, Heather?
Loud and clear.
Well, welcome everyone to this magical day. As all days are magical, but today is especially magical because it's another example of dreams becoming a reality, which is one of the main goals of the Global Information Network. You know, one of the main goals, one of the main dreams and desires of the Global Information Network has been and continues to be to develop and discover leadership from within. You've heard me reference that numerous times in conversations, on stage, on recordings, and so forth. And that is really the dream, the goal, the desire that began with KT and his dream of having, you know, real mentoring in real time. So today is just one more example of the dream becoming reality. And today, GIN's Member Leadership Showcase is super proud to present and showcase once again the result-driven training from our very own Level 7 Senior Officer, Heather Ramsey. And for those of you who experienced her training in the past, perhaps most recently, you experienced training from Heather in Denver at our Global Dream Celebration. And as we always read through each and every one of the comments, Dr. Tom and myself and Dr. Ted and our home office staff, the overwhelming majority of handwritten comments had a request, and that request was, we would like more of Heather's training. So this is another example of ask and it is given, as I wrote in some of the copy announcing this training. So it's with great enthusiasm, great excitement, great appreciation that we begin this complimentary hour of training followed by Q&A that Heather has so graciously offered to share with her Gin brothers and sisters worldwide, as you heard, leading up to this training. So without any further ado, let's welcome our trainer, Miss Heather Ramsey. Heather, take it away.
Gratitude, Blaine. If I unmuted the lines, we'd have too much biofeedback, but you can hear everybody going, whoop, 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 whoop. Thank you, Blaine. You are all very welcome. We have already made history. I just saw Dr. Tom come in under the pseudo handle of Jay. Dr. Tom, welcome. Pleasure to have you. Thank you. Yes, Cedric, to Heather and to Blaine, indeed. I'll mute you out, Blaine, so you can private message me if you need to come back in at all. Welcome aboard, everyone. We have already won. We've cracked a, I believe, gin record. We are now at 118 participants. As I say, glad I slipped the Zoom room peeps some extra cash yesterday to make sure we can handle the capacity. The key technical thing and only thing you need to do, if you haven't already, is move your cursor to the bottom of the Zoom room screen. A black toolbar should show up there. If not there, it's at the top of the screen. Click chat and type in your name, especially if your Zoom handle is saying something different, and or where you're dialing in from, and or how excited you are, because this is interactive. It is Uncle Heather, as David and a few others said, that I will be guiding you through visually. For some of you, this is the first time you have ever seen our gin principles in visual model form. And also facilitatively, I will be interacting with you. And so the chat box will be key. In some ways, this is even more, though live, of course, is irreplaceable like we were together in Denver. Having said that, in many ways, this is a complement way to train online because, quote unquote, we can all talk at once via the chat box. And so we are going to engage very quickly and interactively throughout the time. So yes, white paper, blue pen may be handy, and definitely keys on the keyboard in the chat box is key as well. So welcome to this epic training. I'm going to just kick it right off interactively by saying if anyone, and on the final caveat, if there's any guests of Rewired Worldwide or any guests of Gin, Gin is not an alcohol. It is the Global Information Network, a beautiful club of people working on themselves when nobody's watching, supporting your dreams like you've never had somebody's back on, you know, supporting your back before. Celine, I'm thrilled you made it. Welcome, bienvenue, my sister. Alrighty, so jumping right in, we're going to move in. And first piece in the chat box is to say, who of you were in Montreal? Just put a yes if you were in Montreal when we briefly, I ran you through a mini Rewired for Happiness cycle and where we did a reframe workout, reframe the monkey mind in minutes versus months. And among others of the hundreds of people who came up to me after, one of the results the next morning, Saturday morning, was one of our gin brothers saying to me, I road tested that inner reframe workout and it beat my depression meds. Now we're talking about results. So thrilled you're a part of it, giving you a taste in one line, if you weren't, that many of the gin brothers and sisters have been trained up on this mini happiness cycle. Next, we went through Rewired for Results in Punta Cana. Who was there? Who was on the beaches of the world in Punta Cana in this January session? Love to see yeses, yep, in the chat box coming through. Punta Cana, baby, beautiful. And there I transmitted, and you received the transmission, and you can receive that now. Many people, many humans have been addicted to busyness. And what we want you to reframe that into is into results, not a type, you know, wired on whatever results. I mean, beautiful inflow, living in the sweet spot of your life results. So yeah, a lot of people were experiencing that. One of our dear sisters, I think she's on the line now. She came up to me among many after the Rewired for Results session. And she said, I'm busted. And many of you may be able to relate to this. I have a lot of desires or wants where we've been wired to, yes, build our dreams, but have your dreams been wantings and not experiencings, if those are actual verbs? So you may put yes into the chat box, or I can relate to that if you've had a lot of wanting or desiring or dreaming more than you've had actual experiencing or results. I can relate. Beautiful. Your candor will get you far. I train on honesty and candor. And I see you, Kathy, and LB, and Philippe, and Renee. This is what we're about to shift right now. And so how we're going to shift it briefly, I'm going to share with you just a brief piece of my story so that you may be able to relate even more. And then we are going to build on the Rewire for Happiness and Success and go through a mini live cycle right now today together. And so how we're going to do that is to share that I joined Jin on 11-11-11, and somebody may want to type that in the chat box, at 11-11 at night. That's 5-11s. Hop that into the chat box. And when I joined, I was challenged as that Jin member, that Jin sister had come up to me. I was emotionally, financially, and mentally challenged because I had thought what I'd started was my dream business of a renewable energy company, and it had turned into a nightmare. My business partner was racking up a six-figure debt in my name. He was bullying our teams on the roofs, installing the solar panels. He was threatening me, backing me into my garage. I was at the banks trying to stop him and the credit cards, et cetera. His exit strategy, as opposed to reducing that six-figure debt, he actually embezzled the last contract out of the business and signed it under a numbered company. And it basically left me with a six-figure debt in my name and a near nervous breakdown. I say that briefly, but not lightly. And what I committed to, and many people go through the breakdown, the nervous breakdown, their body breaks down and their mental emotional state breaks down. And some of you either may relate to that and feel free to share in the chat box, and or you know somebody who has. It ain't a pretty sight. Wakes you up out of your sleep in the middle of the night, breaking down, crying in the shower uncontrollably, frozen at my laptop, trying to stop the runaway train. And what I, thank God, did and had the constitution to do was commit to a 30-day breakthrough instead of a breakdown. And I had just started Jin. It was in at that point in the beginning of 2012. And luckily, I had met a dear Jin brother, and he became my breakthrough buddy for those 30 days. And every day, every minute that I was breaking down, we road tested. I was like a guinea pig, and we road tested every Rewired for Happiness, every reframe, inner and mental and emotional reframe technique known to human beings in and outside of the Jin curriculum, until peeled me off the ceiling, and I went from 98% mentally and emotionally hijacked, maybe down to 80, enough to function and to close down the company, close down the bank accounts, shut down the credit cards, and regain myself. Love to see in the chat box who can relate to that, and or feel free to express any images or memories that you have, because we are triggering it now. And if you're just joining us now, feel free to find the chat box. We're hitting 122 participants in a record time. So that led to the creation of Rewired for Happiness, a 30-day breakthrough system that has trained people to reframe their mental and emotional monkey mind and challenging rats in our head and emotions in minutes versus months, reframing those. And that then led to Rewired for Success, the 8-move success cycle that is a summary, a Cole's Notes of our success training. And what we realized when we built Rewired for Success is that it was built for Jim. It was built for the Rewired Worldwide world, if some of you are on from our Rewired Worldwide world as well. And when we realized it was built for you, we literally started sharing it with the Jin leadership. Originally with Troy, we had brilliant conversations, and this is a mix of Jin and Rewired community right here after having one of a day of offline training. We shared it with Troy, and he got it. We were in dialogues with David Cohen, and I know Oneida's on the line, and he got it. And then we shared it with Blaine and Dr. Tom, and they got it. And that's what led to the first sharing of Rewired for Happiness in Montreal, then Results in Punta Cana, and then Rewired for Success in Denver. So now I'd love to see in the chat box who was in Denver. Love to see the yeses there. And I want to speak to you for a moment to say we're about to go through a mini recap of what happened in Denver. You know the training. Don't fall into the trap of been there, done that. How many times have you listened to your wish and it's changed because you've changed? Come to the teaching afresh and teachable, and you know that. And I feel you embracing coming to it with a clean slate. And for each and every one of you who weren't in Denver, my hair is standing on end. I'm so ecstatic for you because literally these visuals may never be shown again because we can't repeat and repeat all the time. And it is perhaps the first time you have ever seen, I feel your teachability, Joachim, the first time you may ever see the our Jin audio training in a visual model format. And people had breakthrough after breakthrough when they saw them. So I'm ecstatic for all of you who are basically tasting a piece of the highlights of Denver coming right to you in this hour. Brilliant and excited for you. So basically then, it's interesting. I built Rewired for Success, and it's been 4 or 5 years of dialogue until it's been the right time, you know, behind the scenes with the Jin leadership until it's been the right time now. And ironically, in some ways, I have evolved into Rewired for Legacy. And I'm now working with legacy entrepreneurs on planet and people solutions all over the world. So in many ways, Blaine and Dr. Tom, you know, called me out of retirement, so to speak, to rebring the Rewired for Success training to Jin. So now is our time. Now is your time. And now I want to shift to your story. And I want you to drop into your real story very candidly and very honestly with yourself, because that's how you will win. And so in a moment, I'm going to flash up. I'm not going to flash, but I'm going to flash up an image on the slide deck. And that will be to invite a question for you. And now I want you to drop in. We've got the excitement and the buzz of the mastermind that we've created. That's great. And we're up to 124 participants, I believe a world global historic record for Jin. And I'm going to invite you now to drop into you. This is your time. And I want you to ask yourself afresh, what's one thing, maybe not the thing, but one thing that stops you? And great Kim, she's first one off the starting block. I love you. She's a triathlete. She's a marathoner. She's a swimmer. And she's right out of the starting gate. Beautiful Sue coming in here. And it's not so much to quote unquote share with each other, but it is to anchor in for you. Yes, put it in the chat box. What's one thing that if you could stop it, shift it, transform it, change it, would make one of the biggest differences for you? It could be an inner game thing like the self-image, the motivation, the procrastination that's coming in. It could be an outer game thing like dream world living that Stephen put in there. So outer game change or inner game, either one. I want you to anchor into at least not the, but a one that if you could shift it, transform it, would make the biggest difference. And we've got at least 24 of them coming in. Love to see all 120, seven of you now, actually reporting into the chat box. If you've joined us later, find the chat box by moving your cursor to the bottom of the screen. You'll see a black toolbar, might be at the top of your screen, but find the black toolbar, click chat, and jump into the action in the chat box. Cannot carve out enough time. I know it's an excuse, Jorge, you say, and I love that you own it. And yet this thing called time, we all have it. And yet what do we do with it? How do we optimize it? And Kavir, I love this, nothing. And at some level, that's true. And I hope you are living it. I love it. My stucks, and maybe you can elaborate, Hugh, and dig into what are you stuck on? Is it stuck on judgments of self, judgments of other? I love the phrase, though, because I can feel the stickiness of it. And Kavir's answering with I do, and I love it. Maybe we just got married. Priority management, and how do we do that? I love the handle. I've trained on it. Having said that, in many ways, it's often something under the prioritizing that actually nails the real breakthrough. I've not been in work world for over 20 years now. Do I really want to get in the rat race again? No, probably not, Judith. And yet you've named both an outer game of the outer career world and an inner game of the insecurity or the fear. And so beautiful to name both of them. And how can we create our own economy and create our world as we wish? Beautiful. So next, what I want to do, and I'm going to have to move a little quicker, though I'm warming you up, just so we can get all the training in. But next question is a quantitative one, and I want you to quantify this. Quantifying is very powerful. If you were to quantify the cost of this one challenge and annualize it over a year, approximate how much, and I'm doing this intentionally to catch the attention of your monkey mind so you're more motivated to change it. And that's why I go from qualitative to quantitative. Uncle Heather is working on your behalf. So estimate, annualize the challenge and its cost over a year. $300K to $400K, got it, Ben. Other ones coming in, $150K to $200K a year. Look how much wealth is trapped in you. And this is literally, we say qualitatively that we are acres of diamonds, that there is wealth trapped in us. Almost all of you are coming in over the 100K mark. Could be 2.5 mil, Simon. So at minimum 100K mark, somebody do the math for me. What is a minimum 100K times 127 participants? In fact, the number has just gone up. Yeah, 127. Love somebody to put in the chat box the math of the low average of 100K times 127 people and what the average total cost for us is. This is catching the attention of your monkey mind and should motivate us to get the shifts happening. And know that literally we have, and I put this earth as our sort of placeholder pause moment, 127 million, thanks for the math, Ben, is just in our group alone, let alone worldwide, how many billions of dollars is being wasted in human fears and human self-doubt and human frozenness and inaction and unoptimizing ourselves. This is a big piece of my mission, is to optimize and wake up the human, yes, wow, indeed. And so just in this room, $112.7 million worth of cost that we could transform into wealth right here. And I want you to know that we took years to create a system to do exactly this, to solve, and it's a big ask, but to solve, quote unquote, everything each one of you just put in the chat box, to solve that, those challenges, inner and outer game, in the eight moves that we combed into the success cycle, into the rewired for success cycle, which has been launched as the Jin Success Mastermind. We already have 22 people participating in the Success Mastermind. And this will be the last call today for that. I get ahead of myself though, so let's stay in this mini success experience right now and know that the image I'm just about to flash on the deck, you may not understand it, but, and it may not communicate everything because it's a two-dimensional image of a three-dimensional experience, but this represents the eight moves in the success cycle that we have distilled down, which will and can solve every challenge you've ever brought, both your outer game challenges in terms of defining your dreams, your sweet spot goals, your track to win on, your outer game on your daily element, as well as your inner game of conscious reframing in minutes versus month and permanently clearing out the subconscious blocks in a sea of success principles and practices. I'd love to see a yes in the chat box if you can see my cursor moving, because I'm using that as an indicator to guide you through the slides. Great, gratitude. You guys are on it. I freaking love you. Okay, fantastic. And so what we're going to do now is hone in on just one aspect of the eight moves, the sweet spot goal, which was promised by Jin that we will nail your sweet spot goal, and more importantly, nail what has trapped you. Nail the failure traps that has stopped you from manifesting these, and really giving you the insights, the cognitions, the distinctions that KT talks about, our founder, that is so crucial to you getting this. So without further ado, what I'm going to do is go into a mini distinction, a mini distinction of the sweet spot goal code, and we are going to then go interactive again. So sit back, relax for a moment, and really just take this in, because again, this may be the first time you've ever seen our audio training and KT's and the success distinctions in a visual form, and I'm going to catch where you've probably been caught to alleviate that. Okay, so great. I thought this call was for the people already. Yeah, actually, Laura Jean, it is the final call to the entire Jin community, and then the private Jin Success Mastermind will be starting after that. The phase one has started in terms of self-directed, Laura Jean, and the official live part will be starting after. This is the last call to the entire Jin community to join us in the Success Mastermind. So good question and statement, Laura Jean. Alrighty, so here we go. We all have a timeline. You have a timeline. And because you're on this call, you're alive. So you're somewhere on that timeline. First distinction I want to give you is that there is not one, but two distinctions KT gives, and in our sex training, our success training, in terms of dreams, the biggest loop. One of them, and this saved my sanity, I'm telling you. One of the distinctions, and feel free to write down in the chat box as you're getting the distinctions, repeat them in typing when you get them, because it anchors it in for you and the other members. So anybody can type in that there are two, not one, but two, excuse me, aspects or distinctions in the first of dreams. The first distinction is beyond your lifetime. It's your dream might start now, but it may go beyond your lifetime. Like, for instance, mine is to have 100% renewable energy, organic agriculture, and awake humans. That is my dream. That, when I first really got honest with myself, one, it felt too big. Two, and it sort of, so it took me out. And two, it felt unbelievable, so it took me out. And so I stewed in it for a year or two as I worked the success training again to figure my way out of this wet paper bag. So put down if you can relate to this, if your dreams go beyond your lifetime, and not everybody's does, it's okay if they don't, but put a yes in the chat box if, or beyond my lifetime, you can type in, if your dreams go beyond your lifetime. Second distinction is that there can be dreams within the 10 to 25 year zone. Everybody has those. And for me, that second distinction of dreams saved my sanity, because then I could chunk back my dream that was beyond my lifetime. And now it is still very gutsy, still very quantitative. I didn't chicken out, I kept it quantitative and it now reads 20%+, and you can write this in the chat box just to catch it, 20%+ renewal, and the plus is operative because it could be 30, 40, or 50, or 100, 20%+ renewable energy, organic agriculture, and awake humans, here we are, in my lifetime. Then I could add in my lifetime. So there is a distinction right there. Two distinctions of dreams, one beyond your lifetime, one within your lifetime. And that could save many of you on the call right now from your insanity into sanity. So mark that down as your first distinction. Second distinction is the chief aims. Your chief aim is not something separate from your dreams. It is nested within your dreams, and it's a 3 to 5 year chunk, mark my words, of your dream. For example, for me, it is in 3 to 5 years, I will have created the global legacy tribe that has all the key planet and people solutions that we all want, and we will be replicating those solutions around the world. That's my 3 to 5 year chief aim. What is yours? And you can work on this offline as well. Right now we're getting the distinctions first. You don't have to wordsmith yours now. Get the distinctions first. And great for you for writing in the chat box what you're capturing about the distinctions. Next distinction is the blessed sweet spot goal that we talk about. What is that? And KT talks about a range, anywhere from 3 to 6 to 12 months. Now, what do I do? Do I set it for 3? Do I set it for 12? Oh my God, does the monkey mind take you out because you can't figure that out either? We've all been taken out by these nuances, and I want to put you back in the game and on the field. So here's a way to distinguish for you. The more seasoned you are at producing results, the more comfortable, and you can write this in the chat box, the more comfortable you can be or successful you can be with a longer time frame on your sweet spot goal. So if you're knocking results out of the ballpark and you're more seasoned at doing so, you can hold the energy of a sweet spot goal for up to 12 months. That's for some of you, that feels like natural, normal. Yeah, I can hold the energy continuously for a goal for 12 months, no problem with my eyes closed. Then it's good for you. Others of you, you're like, holy, fill in the blank. Are you kidding me? I can barely remember what it is for 24 hours till tomorrow. And that's okay. This is one of the key things that I do is take standard success training and customize it to you. This stuff in theory is standard, yet I have found to be successful, it needs to be customized to you. And so for you, put in the sweet spot, put in this chat box, what range do you feels natural for you to hold the energy of a sweet spot goal? I want you to answer that for yourself right now. Put in the sweet spot, in the chat box, the range of time that you feel you can maintain the focus on a sweet spot goal with ease. And that is your timing. 1 month is perfect. It could be 1 week. It could be one day while you're warming up. Okay. But ideally I would tend to focus on 3 months, 90 days. Why? Another success trainer, Dan Sullivan, founder of Strategic Coach, he works with the richest entrepreneurs in the world, many of them. And he says in 25 years, and you can write this in the chat box, we have 100 90-day windows in 25 years. In our language, that means we have 100 sweet spot goals in 25 years. So I would much rather you hit 10 small goals out of the ballpark, one after the other, than miss a big one over and over and over again. So small is better in this case. And yes, you got it in the chat box. So great. And if you've got a question, just write out the question in the chat box. I see your question mark, LB. Alrighty, final distinction. Next logical steps. Ah, yes. Now, most of the time for people, it's not next logical steps. It's busy work all darn day. Post on here. Tag somebody. Write so-and-so. Oh, my God, what do I got to do? Pick up the phone. Do something, anything, and hopefully my dreams will come true. As opposed to next logical steps that are nested, mark my words, within your sweet spot goal, your chief aim, and your dream. So we unbundle the magic in the full Gin Success Mastermind when we're going to go through this more slowly, but I at least want to touch on the distinctions now and know that they are nested, these four rings. I'm going to move the cursor here. It's not like next logical steps is a column separate from sweet spot goal, which is a column separate from chief aim, which is a column separate from dreams. No, they are nested, meaning most people have them disparate. You know, my dream is to go skydiving and my chief aim is to make $1 million and my goal, sweet spot goal, is to lose weight and my next logical step is to go have a beer. No, they need to be chunks, smaller and smaller chunks of the big dreams. And again, in the Rewired, in the Gin Success Mastermind that we have launched and you are welcome to join, we will go through this more slowly and customize it to you. Yes, Hugh, so powerful. Aha moments. And look, he did exactly what I invited him to do. He was in Denver and he cleared his slate mentally and emotionally, and he came with a fresh teachable slate at 10:10, and he got another aha. Yes, and yes, Russian dolls within a doll. Exactly, beautiful metaphor, Steve. Great. Okay. And so that is the first set of distinctions. Actually, I'm going to go back to that for a second. The one other distinction I want to make is the emphasis. So now, okay, we finally got the language visually clear and definition distinct and time frame distinct. And we got them nested. Whew, thank God, hallelujah, as opposed to what the heck is this and when do I do it and how and oh my God, and you get hijacked. So no. Yeah, we got those distinctions. Next distinction is the emphasis that we put on these things. Most people have an emphasis of that looks like this, 80, 0, 0, 20. And I'm going to send it through the chat box. It looks like that. The distinction where mostly we're not even on next logical steps, but we're 80% on busyness, on the day-to-day, hour-by-hour busyness. And then every once in a while, we hop out of that because we're so miserable and busy and overwhelmed. And we hop into not really dreams, but daydreaming for 20% of the time and go, oh, hallelujah, hopefully I'm going to have a great life someday. And then you realize you're daydreaming and you swing back into busyness, hoping it's going to save your butt. What I believe the invitation of our training is, and the shift, and mark my words on this shift, And what I've done is visualize, which has never been done, and quantify this shift. What I believe is a way to represent it is this: 20, 60, 10, 10. And it looks like this. Yes, shift and smiley faces. Too bad there aren't better emojis in Zoom. This is the distinction that I believe KT and the success trainers of the world have been trying to tell us, and I've simplified it and quantified it, which is first shifting some, thank you, Stephanie, some of it is to shift 10% of the energy from your dreams to your chief aims. So you're balancing out the big dreams with the 3 to 5 year chunk of your dreams. Somebody write that in the chat box. Shift 10% of the emphasis from your dreams into your chief aims, a 3 to 5 year chunk. And then the big shift is to shift out of busyness and shift a bunch of the emphasis from busyness into your sweet spot goal and into living in your sweet spot zone. And again, I know we're going pretty quick. And when we run this in the mastermind, we take a lot more time for you to not only get the theoretical distinctions, but and to apply it to your life minute by minute, day by day, week by week, over a few months, not an hour or a couple of day event. So that's the beauty of us being able to train together over time this fall as we roll out the Success Mastermind. Alrighty, so that is a key distinction. Now, this begs the question, okay, I'm getting the distinction of the terms, the time frames, the nested in together, and the emphasis shift. Now begs the question, okay, if my shift and feel, I'm actually bringing my hands, like, and you may want to do it yourself, I got them out and I'm bringing them into my belly or to my dantian or to my hara, I'm bringing them in, I'm concentrating my energy to my sweet spot goal, and feel free to do that physically with me now. okay, you're asking me to shift into the sweet spot goal or zone of life, then it begs the question, how do I do that? How do I distinguish what's a sweet versus a sour spot goal? And that's the second and final main set of distinctions I want to bring to you. And by the way, we will be at the 90-minute mark by the time we're done. I hope you can carve out this time for me to deliver to you what may never be delivered again. So if you can clear heaven and earth, keep your slates clear till the bottom of the hour. And here we go. So the next and second main distinctions I want to bring to you, what is the shift? So somebody give them the shift. Somebody type in the chat box and help your Jin brothers and sisters out by the shift that I'm describing. And so what we're going to do now, and that shift is an emphasis basically from your busyness to your sweet spot goals and your sweet spot zone of living. So now what we're going to do is take that shift and say, okay, let's road test even a draft sour to sweet spot goal from out of the zone to in the zone. And so I want each of you to tune into, and yes, feel free to do it in German or French or whatever. I love it. Multilingual. That's the beauty of the chat box. We've got translation going on. So now I'm going to invite you to tune into a goal. It may not be the something you've been going after, but what I'm going to invite you to do is tune into something that you've had challenge manifesting that has seemed to elude you, frustrate you, and tune into that. And when you have, you don't have to wordsmith it, but just even a headline of what you're going for. It could be in your inner game. It could be in your outer game. It could be a target in your martial arts business, in your healthcare business, in your wealth, in a network business. It could be in a legacy project for contributions to the planet. Whatever it is, put in. And what I'm going to invite you, great John, you've hit the headline, but I want you to get a little more concrete beyond health. What is a goal, a target, a challenge that you've been going for, but may have been challenging for you? Finish my next book. That's getting concrete. Love it, Sue. 10 active patients involved in my store. Love it, Hugh. So you've got not only the qualitative of active patients, but the quantitative of how many. Love it. Blessings. All is well, Rhonda. Blessings. And I'm recording, and hopefully Jin will be sharing that recording. That'll be Dr. Tom and Ted's and Blaine's call. Beautiful. So everybody put in the and we've got a concrete cash one of 30K. Great. Is that monthly or is that annually? We've got concrete on the pound shedding and the time frame. Love that. A pound a week. Actually, I'm part of a wellness international group. That's a very healthy pace. Love that. Sell my property. Love it. Maybe a time frame, maybe not. Maybe a price point, Stephen, maybe not. Hit the 1 million, cross the $1 million barrier. I love it. And maybe we'll just reframe that to $1 million mark as opposed to barrier, but I'm hearing you and I love it. Clarity and motivation around 50K US. So you've got the inner game of clarity and motivation and the outer game. Love the twinning of the two. Love the specificity on the tax-free. So lots of things are coming in. Great. So we've primed the pump, and so everybody's putting something in the chat box that you're going for. And so just as an uber simple example, it might be, and not dissimilar to Hughes actually, acquire 10 new clients. Perfect. Now what I want to do is run you through to run and road test your sour or sweet spot goal. So it's a draft. When I say sour, I mean it's a draft, or you've missed it and we want to turn it from sour to sweet. So it's a draft goal so far, and we want to run it through two filters. And here's the first one. And before you put any answers in, I want you to hear me first. And this is part of the stay teachable on the distinction before you wonderfully jump in on the response. So here's one of the filters, and there are a few, but I'm going to run you through two. Here's one of the filters that I want you to run your draft goal through. And that filter is, what is my believability level on a scale of 1 to 10? And don't put the answers in yet, because I want to make some distinctions. This is not, mark my words, your believability while you're excited and on a Zoom or a success training with us. It is not while you're with your team or your accountability partner or somebody who supports you. Mark my words, because I'm a realist when it comes to catching what has caught you so that you can change it. So tune into what has caught you and stay candid. Really important right now to stay uber honest with yourself. And tune into, on an average day, over, say, the last 6 months, when you've been trying to go for this, or if you haven't started going for it, imagine over the next 3 to 6 months. But on an average day, when you've attempted to go for this, over an average period of time, when no one's watching, that is your true homeostasis resting point believability level. That's the number I want you to now say, where one is, there ain't no way it's going to happen. 10 is, it's already a done deal. And I don't mean you're just convincing yourself it's a done deal. A 10 believability is you, and mark my words, have already become the person that already manifests these things that you put down. That is a 10. You already are that person. 3, 6, 7, 10, 7.5, 6, 6, 5, 7, 5, 10, 9, 8. They're coming in. Beautiful. 8, 7, 8, 6. Beautiful. Coming in. Candid. You have to be honest with yourself. Nobody's watching your number. It's about you right now. Stay focused on you. 5, 6, 7.5. Key. Okay. And so now I'm going to then make a second distinction on this. 1 to 7, anybody's in the 1 to 7 or even 7.5, mark my words, because we've all been there with something. This is what has stopped you from manifesting your dreams. This is a piece of it. And I say it with all love and with all teachability at catching it for you, so we can work together to change it over time. And just one, though there are many, and when we're in the Success Mastermind, we work on it together live. Just one of the possible ways is your goal may be too big. It may be too big. I would never be a dream stealer, but I'm a dream realist. And so you may be at the dream level and you need to chunk it to the 3 to 5 year chief aim and then chunk it to the 3 month chunk to make it more believable. I would go into more if we had more time. In the mastermind, when we're together, we will have more time. Second filter, just to give you the distinction for now. This, again, let me clarify the distinction before the numbers come through. Is great that you understand that, and that's the key. Thank you for your great input. I'm thrilled. Catch the distinctions. Don't worry about fixing it yet. Anchor in the distinctions of where you've been caught first, and where it's failed for you. That's the gift today. We talk about success, but the gift in success is catching where we fail with love and clarity. Awesome. Second one. Okay. So this is not your excitement when we're together, when you have an accountability partner. This is, again, on an average day, maybe on average over the last 6 months, when you've been trying to go for this, when nobody's watching, where one is, oh God, do I got to? And 10 is, you are on average hopping out of bed naturally, like unconscious competence, excited to achieve it. So on average, what is true for you? 7.55, bring in the numbers. 8.36, coming in. 6.6596, beautiful. This answer is for you. And again, watch for, even if not today, in other times when it has been 1 to 7 for you. And it may be only one of, and we would catch in the mastermind when we work live together, we'll catch the real reason, but a reason may be that your dream might be too small. And it may be quantitatively too small, like, wow, it's actually 50 new clients that I want to get in the next 90 days. Or it may be qualitatively too small, which is often the case for me. I don't just want 10 new clients. I want to make game-changing difference in 10 people's lives. That all of a sudden becomes more exciting for me. So again, I've very quickly given you maybe your solution, but I've definitely given you how to catch the trap, the failure trap. And so in summary, at least on this part, and I want you to write into the chat box this, and this is what I call, oh yeah, Steve, this is what I call, please somebody type in the math of manifesting, which is different from normal math. And this is the math of manifesting. 1 to 7 or even 7.5 and sometimes 8 does not equal 1 to 7. Thank you. Guess in the chat box, super quick, before I click, what does it equal? 1 to 7 equals, in the math of manifesting, yes, Gail, yes, David, 0. The math of manifesting, 1 to 7 equals 0 results. Believe me, I am not, hear my words, I am not a dream stealer. I am a realist. I am Uncle Heather, here to catch your failure traps and run a success comb through your monkey mind so that you don't have another day of frustration going, my other gin brothers and sisters must be getting it. Why aren't I? We never want to leave one person behind. You are not alone. We are right here. And this was game changing for me when I fully got it. And instead, the belief and excitement needs to be at an 8 to 10 to, thank you, Q. It is an eye opener, and it was for me. And when I coast, I know that it's a nice storyline, but it may not happen. And therefore, I've shifted how I don't stockpile my sweet spot zone. I keep it clean and lean. And that's a whole nother teaching that we'll get into in the mastermind when we go live. But mark my words, we will go into it. Math of manifesting, excitement and belief are ideally not even an 8, 9, or 10, but a 10, 10. So some truth, baby, truth. Bring it in, Celine. Bring it home, girl. Ouch, indeed. Yes, but a good ouch. Yes, to be nudged with love and clarity and truth. So somebody put in 10, 10 in the chat box, or many of you put in 10, 10. That's what we're shooting for. It's not perfection, but it is a shift that many of us have yet to make. Thank you, Joe. Good to see you. 110 is getting ready to be ready stage. Yes, Hugh, it's not bad. It's getting ready to be ready. Perfect distinction. And so in just summarizing this piece so far, and again, please keep your calendar, your time frame clear for the next 30 minutes. I swear to you, ta-damn, Caroline, it will serve you well. I am here to serve you. What we have done in a mini way, in a short period of time, is probably give you 8 to 10, though Blaine told me only do 3. God bless you, Blaine, and me. Distinctions on shifting into the sweet spot zone, getting out of the failure traps, the stuck, the maybe you didn't lay down the tracks right. You laid down a lot of good tracks when you listen to the gin audios, but some of them, and I know because I've done it myself, some of the audio, the success tracks you laid down were actually failure tracks, not because of the gin training, but because we could only absorb so much and or our cognitions didn't catch the distinctions. And so we've given you 8 to 10 key distinctions now. And it's a matter of over time in the Success Mastermind that we launched, when we work together to actually comb through those slowly, ensure you get them, ensure you lift up the old tracks, and ensure you lay down like a line. Can you feel the energy? I feel the energy flowing through my body right now of combing through. Feel energy combing through your energy meridians, if that means anything to you, to smooth out and lay down new success energy tracks. That's what we will be doing together. We just gold, Heather, God bless you, my sister, to you as well. We just are scratching the surface, but oh, can this go deep and be game changers for you? And so what I want to do now is shift slightly yet continue in the same mode and share with you a few people who have gained magic in their life. There are hundreds, but I will just share a few, and then share the bigger picture of the entire Success Mastermind. So briefly, one of many, she was actually an original Gin Sister, but also a Rewired for Success client and alumni. And this distinction alone on the 10-10 was a game changer for Joan. Brief story, as many of you could relate, she came into the 2 month, the 8 week success cycle, the mastermind, thinking, I'm coming in for my business. When she did this week two, more detailed success training, she realized her business was getting 5, 6, 7 scores and her health goal was getting 10 tens. And so I guided her against her business resistance to have her health goal, which was to shed a certain amount of pounds and pain or discomfort in her body, to set that as her primary. Mark my words, she hit it, the goals, in half the time in 4 weeks. She doubled the goals in 8. And oh, by the way, her business grew effortlessly.
I thought I was coming in for my business. What I discovered, it wasn't even in a conversation. It was just doing that first form. It was like, oh my gosh, this is not my priority right now. It needs to be this other, which was my health goals. Identifying the excitement level and the believability level was key in actually having it happen.
Amen. Mark those words. So you can get the distinction, cognition, and it takes the time to actually lay new tracks, one, and road test it day after week across an 8 week success cycle to actually manifest.
I thought I was coming in for my business.
We want to go forward. There we go. Thank you, Joan. A second very brief one. This woman, God bless her, a success alumni, single mother of 4, had a business, and she would meet people on her sales calls, as many of you do. She would close 1 out of 5, which is 2 out of 10 people. Now she closes 5 out of 10 people. So 2.5 times the sales closing ratio. The key for me in life is, that's not just numbers, is that she has 2.5 times, 250% more cash on the kitchen counter for her kids and 0 extra time away from them.
Before Rewired for Success program, I found that I was really timid in my business and I had a little bit of uncertainty. And my close rate was probably about 1 in 5 people would purchase a membership that I was talking about, or I could close them. And now that I've done Rewired for Success, I find that my posture is really strong. I'm really excited about my business. And my close rate is 1 out of 2. So I've doubled my close rate, or got it to 50%. And as a result, my income has increased.
This is the success cycle, combing through step by step. We've also had a couple final more in this section of Gin members go through. First, of new, wonderful, bless her, France, from Quebec, level 1 member, and I'll let her speak for herself.
Why was I ever lucky to get exposed with Rewired for Success in my early days of Gin? To be honest, I think I would have felt a bit lost as to how to take all the information and get direct wins in my life without being overwhelmed. Rewired for Success is like an interactive cold notes of executive summary for success. Before Rewired, as a single mother, I felt at times that I'd failed my daughter. This, I discovered, was just a symptom of underlining issues of chronically judging myself as failing or not enough. 8 weeks later, for the first time in my life, I truly do feel self-empowered. I nailed the completion of all my level 1 audios and trained up for Spanish to be proactively ready for our company's expansion in Europe. Also, I now truly see how to and am creating win-wins versus win-lose relationship with my daughter, and therefore with all my relationships, which means the world to me. Words do not begin to express my gratitude to Heather, the Wire for Success, and the permanent impact in my life. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Do yourself a favor, and do Rewire.
Blessing to France. Love to see in the chat box who can relate to her. And final, a level 7 member. All levels have benefited because all of us lay down imperfect tracks, some great and some yet to be transformed. And we'll let Dave, as a final piece, before we actually run through the whole mastermind, speak for himself.
Hi, My name is Dave Boyman. I've been a member of GIN since 2011. I'm an upper level member and also inner circle member. And I just had the good fortune, and I'm celebrating with gratitude my experience I just had with Rewired for Success. Rewired for Success came to me at a point in time when it was perfect timing. And I share that with you because it is very goal orientated, and it really bridges all of the GIN trainings and brings them together so that we take massive and immediate action to create those results. I chose two categories. One was health and the other was finance. I recognized that the health had the highest priority, and I found myself at the heaviest I'd been in a long, long time, and my blood pressure was high, and that felt normal to me, so I knew I needed to do something about that. So it was kind of new for me to step on a scale and measure my blood pressure on a regular basis, but I knew it needed to be done. Knowing the score and how important that is from week to week played a key and important role. As I went along, my blood pressure came down, my weight came down. I feel as healthy and happier than I felt in a long, long time. So the Rewired for Success put things in perspective so that I could keep the score and know what I was doing along the way. So that was very, very powerful. The other goal I had was, and I celebrate this with, it was the off season. I'm a PGA golf professional, and it was the winter time. It was actually the month of December, and I wanted to increase my revenue. So combining the health goal and with a fitness goal, and I had probably, and I share this with deep gratitude for Rewired for Success, as we put a program together, had the greatest financial December I've had. So the successes with gratitude, I highly recommend that Rewired for Success program. Yes, it bridges all of our trainings. It brings it together. When we take our next logical step, create a sweet spot, work towards our chief aim, our dreams come true. So I highly recommend Rewired for Success. This program really worked for me. Thank you.
Blessings to Dave. Didn't want to intrude all the wonderful comments in the chat box. Yes, Dave, Marlon went through the first Rewired for Success cycle. Lorraine as well, who's in the house. And in fact, hats off, and really a testament to this success mastermind that we have launched and are doing the final opening up for. Lorraine and Marlon, who've already gone through this, are investing their time and money to do it again. That is a testament to what's possible here, and it's a testament to our GIN brothers and sisters, and it's a testament to we are making history by truly running a fine-tooth failure to success comb through your wiring to ensure at a mentor, uncle, auntie, Heather, whatever you want to call it, level, you really get this. Every human being should run through this success cycle once, if not every GIN member, once in your life, and sooner versus later, so that you actually get what you want and really go from unconscious incompetence to unconscious competence in terms of the success cycle. So I want you to tune in now and really take a moment to future pace, from now, your sweet spot goal to January, in fact, 2020, many of us, and hopefully all of you, will be in Cabo San Lucas together, and future pace you having achieved your dreams, you having achieved what you've set up, and you failed before, but you got it this time, of you getting at minimum the success training at a deeper level so that the rest of your life you achieve higher and higher. And so in this last segment, what I'm going to do before we open up the lines is I'm going to, because often we ask, so what's included in this success mastermind? So we've had a mini success cycle training right now. In Denver, we launched a full GIN success mastermind. 22 GIN brothers and sisters are already on board, and this is the final invitation for you to join us And what will occur, we will, as today we made history, we are going to make history. It is the real deal, and Hugh's in. In fact, I'd love to see in the chat box, who of you are already in? Joshua, you're already in the chat box. Who's already, Sue, you're thrilled to be on board. I'm thrilled to have you. Who is already in the mastermind? And I will go slowly for those of you who weren't in Denver or who are still considering it. It is not about me. This is one moment in time, and I believe the only time I will run this live. Yes, it will be available evergreen after, as in self-paced on your own. But this one time for me to guide you through the success cycle, step by step, day by day, week by week, until you get the distinctions transformed internally inside you on the outer game and the inner game, and what has never been done before, even in my world. I've run this success cycle outside of Jin, and everybody got individual wins. But this one time in this history-making success mastermind, because we're an intact club, we will also be exponentially knitting each other's dreams together. And that is undeniably historic, because one woman has a 120-year health club goal to live that long, and everybody will pool together on that dream, and other people have wealth dreams, and you guys will pool together, and you will start making dream reality connections and manifesting that would take 20 years of two-day events to find the people and to make these dream connections a reality. That's what I'm super excited about. Somebody please type in the chat box, dream doubling, because that's what we'll be doing. And so what I'm going to do is just to, I know that the monkey mind or the left brain also wants to have some concreteness of how will this work? What's the hows of it? So I'm going to briefly, thank you for the dream doubling, guide you through this. What will occur, and this is inside the Rewired for Success member portal, which 22 people now already have access to, and that we will go live with. And when I toured Lee Kenny out of England and Boki, our web wizard, on through this, Boki, who says almost nothing, said, wow, I am uber impressed at how you've laid this out for the membership. And so as promised in Denver, this one tab here, I won't click on all of them, the mini success cycle, you will get a win in your first day. And Gail, among others, has already clicked on that. And I would love you to put in the chat box concrete and highlights of what wins you got just in your first day from that mini success cycle. Then we will all go through live the 8 moves in the full success cycle over October. We're going to onboard the rest of September. You're going to get an accountability partner. You're going to be matched with a Jin brother or sister, an accountability partner, which will be pricelessly game-changing. And then we will go through the 8-move success cycle together over October and November, and a bonus in December that will have you applying it to something real in your life. This isn't extra work in your life. This is leverage in what you're already trying to do. And then you will have a play work each week that will again be applying to your real world. So it's not on top of your real world. It's leveraging what you would have done better. And so let me show it one more brief visual way. So basically, briefly, you've got these 8, and in fact, there's a few bonus, so there'll be 10 live interactive webinars. Well, we will be able to interact live on your specific traps and failure traps and convert them to success. You will have the entire Rewired for Success manual, which is brief, visual, and you can use it for life over and over again. And Successopedia, which is never before, never anywhere else. I took years to comb through all the success material and create a living reservoir of success principles and practices. It's like the success cheat sheet, which you will get in week 1, and we will work through that. Every week, again, there will be custom to you play work to leverage your life and your goals. You will have a stunning accountability partner, of which one alumni, Michelle, 5 years later, still has an accountability partner. game changing. And there'll be before and after easy results to show your game changing results. All of that is included and way more in this Gin Success Mastermind that was launched in Denver. And this is the last call for it. And so, yes, there is an investment, but oh boy, will you get paid back literally 10, if not 100-fold. Yes, it's a one-time of, and this is all on a link that I'm going to share with you in just a moment. Yes, it's a one-time of $19.97, or I already negotiated on your behalf with Gin to, and you can put that in the chat box, return on investment. You've already got it, Hugh, I know, and you will get more. I already negotiated. You can start as early as $6.97 over three, spread it over 3 months, or $3.57. And you can put all those in the chat box, spread out over half a year. And so that is what I've already negotiated. Since Denver and since Hugh asking about family members, I also went up to bat and negotiated on that. And so when you sign up any one or more of your family members, which Hugh has already brought on, his new and second time wife, Sandra, can come on at 50% off. So please, you can add that to the chat box, somebody, 50% off family members. And so the basically, we have removed all barriers for you of the time barrier. You're going to live the next few months anyways. It's whether you're going to live it with or without the Rewired for Success Mastermind. Because what it will do is will elevate your life from ordinary to extraordinary and literally rewire the gap. Somebody put into the chat box, someone is asking, it's $19.97, $19.97 one time, or three times $6.97, or six times $3.57. And again, I will share the link very momentarily for all of you. And in fact, I'll put it in the chat box just in case people do need it this second. Let me see if I can click on it right here. I think I've got it. I will bring it in. Actually, here it is. That should be it right there. Yes, there it is right there. There is all the details for it. So capture that. Copy that link that I just put in so you have it right now. And I agree, Sue. So we have removed all barriers to entry. Dollars reduced down. Time is just your life anyways, but it will be extraordinary versus ordinary. And then Blaine and Dr. Tom had said, we want to also add on some bonuses from the gin world. And Blaine privately asked me, what could we add on? And I stood in your shoes because I'm going to get these bonuses too and thought, what do we want? What would be epic? And I don't know about you, but if you're in level six, there are 212 audios. And one of them is this tease intro by Ron Ball. Somebody put in Ron Ball in the chat box. And it's a tease of his money clinic. And somebody put in money clinic in the chat box. And we get this 20-minute tease intro of it at a live event. And then the voice of God comes on, Joel, saying, if you want to hear more about this, get back to the person who invited you in. And like, no, we're already in. And so this actually never quite made it into the gin reservoir. And I texted Joel that night, and God bless him, on a Friday night, he responded to me. And I said, do we have all four of the complete live Ron Ball money clinic training? And he said, stand by. And I did. And he texted back to me on that Friday night, God bless him. And he said, yes. And I got approval from Blaine for all of us to receive that who are in just in this Gin Success Mastermind. And I then on Saturday morning did a rare thing, and I picked up the phone privately to our dear Ed Foreman, and I said, good morning. And he said, good morning. And I said, Mr. Ed, if I lost all my audios, every single last one of them, and I could only keep one, I said, it would be your mind control relaxation time. And he said, well, thank you very much. And I said, I have a small request on behalf of our members. He said, what would that be? And I said, would we be able to release that to all of the Gin Success Mastermind participants? And he said, well, I suppose you could. I suppose that'd be all right. And I said, bless you, my brother. And so we got approved these two on top of everything else from Gin, and thank you, Gin. And so, yes, and I can see in the chat box from Sue and Hugh and others, and it is terrific. I love the spaces between it. So the Gin and Rewired Success Mastermind has been launched in Denver. The first phase of it is already open in terms of phase one, self-paced, and we are soon to close that because we're going to go live. I put in the chat box the access link, and I will put it in there once more so that we ensure everybody gets it. Let me just comb through from my links to, there it is, to find it once again. And put it, I put it, if somebody wants to even grab it and put it in there again, it is in the chat box, but it's just scrolled off my screen. There it should be, and there it is again, and thank you, Al, for being quick on the draw and everyone else. So, and I'm going to actually just switch my screen share to show you that right now and show you that this is what you will see when you go to that link. So you can just stay, you don't have to go to that link this second, you can just stay on the Zoom share screen share and actually scroll down. I will scroll down for you. And it's not quite expired. We need to change the clock. It's closing. Actually, that is inaccurate, by the way. This is expiring for getting on this Zoom training. You guys all got on it. 106 still standing. God bless you. Congratulations. But this will be switched. I've asked Boki to switch it to this Saturday, September the 21st at midnight. But I'm telling you, the sooner you get on, the sooner you can get access, and the sooner we can close it. So all those 22 who've been waiting patiently can get their accountability partner. I've been chomping at the bit to match you up with a Gin brother or sister. So you can see everything I've shared with you. You can see has been put here, the success training with me, semi-private coaching, Successopedia, Playwork, accountability partner, the Gin mastermind, which will never be before and never again, your results before and after, the Ron Ball Gin 1 bonus of the Money Clinic, the Gin bonus 2 of the Man Control Relaxation audio, which is freaking brilliant, and it's my go-to. And in fact, yes, we added on my marketing pro and the Gin brother, you can see him on the left there, Colin Campbell, who helped build all these slide decks for Rewired for Success, included 7 of his best money-making marketing editions, and he's got a note there to you and his 7 editions, and there are the accesses. So there are the 3 accesses. We've again negotiated down if that works for you to spread it out over 6 months. Regardless, mark my words, you will never be the same, and this is highly probable to only happen once. And so I invite you now to, if you are in, if you're already one of the 22, put already in the chat box. And if you have chosen now to join us, say joining now in the chat box. So if you're one of the 22, put already in. Kathy, welcome aboard. And if you're already in, look at all these champions who are here. And if you have chosen to join, whether that's Cedric from Monaco, France, Switzerland, woohoo! Welcome aboard, my brother. I am thrilled for you. My hair just stood up on end. And if Joe, you'll be joining us, or Celine, or all you other beautiful people, add joining now in the chat box so we can welcome you officially. So already in, Vikas, perfect. Or if you're decided today, if you've made a beautiful decision for yourself to be in this epic, historic, interactive, comb through your success challenges and know your Jin brothers and sisters' dreams and have your dreams come true in exponential time, because we're going to interactively knit you together. Add joining now in the chat box. And so now I will open up the chat box to any questions and answers. I'm going to just switch back here on the share to the slide deck share and to basically, yes, whether you join now and or at minimum, please, for your Jin brothers and sisters, even if it's not for you, share it on social media and let them know it closes at midnight this Saturday, the 21st. If you've signed up in Denver, are you already in? You need to check if you have not received notes from, this is key, Ginger Gay, whoever that is. You can type in your name again so I can address you better. But if you have not received a welcome aboard from Rewired, your onboarding was not successful and you need to reach out to Jin to make sure you're in. If you got the welcome aboard from Rewired, then you are in successfully. So I'll handle technical issues offline, but the key is, may we never be the same. And know that this has been a dream in the making. Let's take audio, let's take KT's one-way self-directed audio training and make it interactive, visual, and over time together. That is the key over this next 2 to 3 month cycle together, that you will never be the same. History in the making. Business booming, new business started, gone 2 weeks ago, all is well. But joining now, look at you, Ben, but joining now. No excuses stops the man. Is that Ben Kleinsaucer? Please put in your last name so I know who it is. God bless your pea-picking heart. I am excited for you. And if it is, Ben, we have worked together. I know your business. And there are business men and women in this, and we will boost that business. And don't worry, the sessions will also be recorded. And you don't have to catch everything to catch what you need. And that's the key. And if your darling wife, Nancy, is game to join us, I'm thrilled, Ben. Welcome aboard. If anyone else is, appreciate you. And Ginger Gay, again, who... Yes, Simon, you're already in. So anyone else, add joining now if you are. I know we've had members say joining now. You're welcome, Nadia. And let this be the most epic mastermind we've ever had. And so in terms of any Q&A, please type in the chat box any questions you have, because a question you have about the mastermind, I'll be in, Caroline, that's awesome. Welcome aboard. Any questions that you have, other Jin members have. Damn it, joining now, Uncle Heather. David, bless you. Oh, bless you. So you need to simply go to the link that Jin has created and click one of the three options. And that's how you will be in. You're not in by telling me. You're in by clicking the options at the bottom of that page. Great things in the call. Thrilled to contribute to you, Aline and Jean-Luc. It's a blessing to have you at level 7 together. I wanted to leave every one of the 127 participants. Thank you, Gail, for putting it in again. Better than we found you. And oh, by the way, for those who are committed to joining, I didn't want you to miss the call. And so I'm going to go back to the screen. The one thing for all of you who are joining now, you need to do is go to that link that's in the chat box or it's on the screen now and scroll to the bottom and click one of those three buttons. That's it. Blessings to you, Aline and Jean-Luc. That is the only thing you need to do to make history for our Jin Club. This is what KT's dream of. Part 2, make this interactive, have mentorship, have feedback over time for your successes. So again, I open up the chat box for any questions at all so that it's absolutely clear. If you have decided yes, I'm thrilled for you. If you have decided no, I'm equally as thrilled for you. is those of you who are still deciding that I am committed to guiding you to your best answer. So who of you, you can even put in the chat box, deciding like this. Big decisions are made in big places, but if you are still deciding, put in, what is your next logical step? There are no wrong decisions. Yeah, there are no wrong answers. Yeah, amen, Hugh. Still deciding. And so, forgive me, Isbulin, I remember, was it Louis Simon, who that is? Heather, loving, tastic. Love you, Yohan. Yes, Louis Simon, please, what, if you could ask me one question, and I ask this for all deciding, if you could ask me one question, what would it be? And put that in the chat box right now while we're all still together. Serve yourself and serve your Jin brothers and sisters. One question to gain clarity. And here we go. Reservations about possible counterintention by sharing of dreams with others. Ah, how do you pair? Okay, really great. And so this is a great question. Yes, you can send me the questions privately, but great question. So sharing your dreams, very good distinction. And so, yes, you can keep them private if you wish, for one. So that should alleviate it entirely. You are sovereign. You are of a place of choice. So that is my key answer. I'll just say that right there. Yes, you can keep them private. I'll just keep it that simple. And oh, by the way, you are always in choice as to whether you share it with your accountability partner, because you set up your, you know, this is part of an authority theme. I am not your authority. And this is part of the change we're going to make, LB, in this, is for you to really make the rules to win for you. And I will, you have never met a more sovereign facilitator in your life. I'm going to give you back your power. So when you asking me, do I have to share my dreams? It is a pattern of giving away your power to authority, and all of us do it. God bless you for asking the question. Just wait how I give your, part of the coaching will be giving your power back to you. That is my best answer to you. And I will roll out the specifics on how to do and how we'll be doing that. One question to gain clarity, accountability partners at certain Jin levels. It will be organic, Simon. Another great question. You know, the accountability partners are going to work. That's my short answer. One. Two, it's slightly organic. Three, it may be related to time zones. Four, it may be related to how I sense you may benefit each other. Trust the process, though know there is a left-brained and right-brained process to it. Great question. Nancy's working with Grandmaster Tai right now. Blessings, Ben, for their response. Tell us how much you spend on personal development. God bless you. 120K annually? Great question. This is 1/100th of what I've spent annually. And I have had almost every single person quantify it minimum 10 times return. If you aren't richer by running through the success mastermind, I have failed and I have never failed. You will have my A game. And I will tell you this, if you don't feel $2,000 richer by at least halfway through, you could have accessed all the training. And I've even written this in the guarantee. Let me scroll up here. Here is the guarantee right here. At least you can go halfway through and have access to Successipedia and your sweet spot goal and the semi-private coaching. If you don't feel at least $2,000 richer by halfway through, we will, Jin and I, and I'm speaking on Jin's behalf, will give you 100% of your money back. There is nothing to lose. We have literally removed all risk. So great question, Hugh, and great, Simon. 25 to 30 hours a week. I'm not sure what you're either stating or a week. That's certainly not how much it's going to take. Yohan, it might be how much you put into your success training, which is brilliant, but it's not how much it will take. It's literally a 90-minute window once a week with the mastermind. about a half hour of you applying to your life, to leverage your life, and likewise that time with your accountability partner. So very doable. And you are debt-free, Yo-Yo. That's great. I need a strong accountability to stay on track. Ben, just a warning. I love your honesty with the monkey mind. I love it. And you know what? Your accountability partner, realistically, and I'll give you a hint, is as strong as you make them. Because you know what happens? In when I teach you how to regain your power, among other places in accountability partners, you will tell them what you want in your accountability. It might be one text a day. It might be ask me if I've listened to this audio in 7 days. You create your power with your accountability partner. So they are ultimately an empty vessel for you to request of. And likewise, they will request of you. Believe me, regardless of any past accountability partner experiences, I will coach you as to how to be and create an epic accountability partner. Great questions. I'm really good at getting what my goal is, but I lose it as soon as I get. I'm really good at getting what my goals are, I think, but I lose it as soon as I get it. Aha! So we will look at probably, I'm not sure, an inner game trap with time I started to feel fear of losing. Yes. So one of the moves in the success cycle that you will access as soon as you get access, Louis Simone, is the subconscious rewired method. It's one of the 8 moves. When you get access to the mastermind, listen to that one first. Mark my words, and I will guide you through as well. We will clear the 95% monkey mind subconscious wiring that is stealing your goal results away. Thumbs up to Hugh. It's my personal time. Oh, okay, beautiful, Yohyeon. Great. Me want, me need this. Michael Jones. Oh, bless you. Unable to right now. All is well. We'll be talking with most amazing Dave and Marlon Boivin tomorrow. Yes, they are alumni. They have graduated. Dave and Marlon Boivin, as has Lorraine Harris, as had to talk to her in California, as has France Tremblay. Talk to all the alumni. Do you accept PayPal? God bless you. We may be able to rearrange it, LB. If you can do it via what Jin has set up with credit cards, that is the best. The short answer is yes, we will do whatever it takes. Ask Jin first, and I will put in, if any payment technicalities, it's L Larson, which is Lisa Larson, at JinUnited.com, or Kevin Wolf at JinUnited.com. They are handling payment. So all payment questions to Jin, and if they can't figure out PayPal, I will. So yes is the short answer. We will do whatever it takes to help you succeed. That's what we do. Gratitude, LB, and gratitude to you. That is part of being rewired for success, is actually doing whatever it takes. What if you have a 10-10 goal and an 8-8 goal, but feel the 8-8 is more important? Blessings to you. We will comb through, John, and you're already in, so you're in good position to comb through. There are two choices in that, and I will coach you through it, is the short answer. There are two great answers and possibilities for that, of how to make that work. When you've got a 10-10 and an 8-8 goal, and I will give you those answers within the mastermind. Do you know what day and time? Aha! Yes, I do. Great question, Kathy. It will be Tuesdays at exactly this time, actually, at 12 noon Eastern time. And it will be available 24/7, so there are no issues. And you can access it 24/7 at your leisure. The live video and the live audio recording, and the training has already in advance been recorded as well. So we've covered your base 6 ways come Sunday. Maria is already in. Wanted to share, I've done the first step of this program, the mini success cycle, last weekend. And last week, all these great things started happening. I got a surprise raise. I won a laptop in a contest. What? And I found out I'm getting a bonus for the first week of October. This stuff works. Rock on, Maria. I told you would get a win within the first day or first week. God bless you for sharing, not for me, but for the sake of your Jin brothers and sisters, to support them in making this one-time game-changing. So again, 74 of you, God bless you, are still with us here live. And so I want to honor you and support you in start date is top of October. It's in the private member site. And I'll probably add a bonus session on either last week of September or first Tuesday of October to technically set us all up and to meet everybody, Sue. So there'll be a bonus one before, but the main dates are starting in October and they're in the private membership site, the Rewired membership site on the homepage. Great question. So for all of you still deciding, I am talking to you and I am here to support you, guiding you to whatever is your best answer. So what is your one question? I've answered probably half a dozen key questions. I want to remove all barriers, clear all confusion, create 100% clarity so that 100% of the people in the room are clear as to your best choice. This stuff works indeed if you work it. Amen, brother. So final call for any last questions. Whoever is still deciding, and you know you because you're in the room, what question do you need answered by me right now to get your decision clear for you? And or you can private message me after on Facebook, or if you have my email or my et cetera, et cetera-ness in Messenger, on Facebook. Having said that, you're best to ask your questions now because you are in the moment, we are in the moment, and other Jin brothers and sisters will benefit from your asking of those questions. So please, for your sake, and for me as a coach, simply guiding you, watch, mark my words, I am unattached to your decision. Feel that now. I am completely committed to guiding you to your best answer. Blessings, Oneida. That is what I'm here right now in this moment to do. Gratitude, Sue. Hopefully, yes, a presentation, but more a facilitative, interactive, game-changing training. Can you please explain again the formula? Yes, I can in a moment, Kfir. Hugh. The first piece I want to do, and I will, Kfir, for sure, is last call for any people who are deciding about joining this one-time game-changing Jin Success Mastermind. That is what I'm opening up to first, and then, yes, second, any questions on the training today. So a final call, you're welcome, absolutely. It'll just take a few moments. How aligned is this teaching with the new Earth principles of collaboration and compassion as opposed to the old paradigm? God bless you, Deborah. I am just tuning in to the short answer to that because we all mean different things in words. And so forgive me if I may or may not receive the transmission of your words. But I will answer it at a higher level, which is any one of you may be wondering, how well does this align with, and fill in the blanks, other teachings or beliefs that you may have? I had a Jin sister change her life, and she asked this kind of question a minute before she joined. The answer is, again, I will guide you. I will give you back your power at the most fundamental level. I will never come in conflict with a belief of yours as long as it serves you. I may, in a loving way, challenge a belief if I sense or you share with me that it may not serve you. Only and only then, and you will always be sovereign to receive or not. The short, high answer is, it is in conflict with nothing in terms of beliefs. That is the short answer. And more deeply, you will more deeply learn how to resolve any seeming challenges of conflicts across teachings, and you will more deeply regain your power through doing that. That is my deepest, truest answer, and I hope it served you and anyone else in terms of any slight sense of any conflict. And believe me, as part of the big paradigm, if we can say. All righty, beautiful question. Final questions on deciding of the Jinn Success Mastermind before we shift to training. And yes, I still see beautiful 56 participants here alive. I am present to you and here to serve. So yes, great question, Kfir, on the shift and distinction. So basically, the 20-60-10-10 distinction is that most humans are running around in this emphasis, and I'm re-putting it in. This is the old, or I'm going to be so brave as to say failure habit that most people are in is this emphasis, which is 80% in busyness with pendulum swings. What is the start date again? All well, Ben. The start date, 1 second, Kfir. The start date is actually now. And I say that with all truth because we've already onboarded most of the mastermind, and they are all in phase one of the self-directed. And that is a phase, which is why Gail and Maria have already gotten wins on day one, because they are have kicked off on the self-directed training. And once everybody is onboarded and got accountability partners in September, i.e. by midnight this Saturday at the latest, it then closes. Then after that, we will, so closes September 21st, but ideally you're onboarding today. And then September is accountability partners. And then October is the phase two live mastermind together, October, November, and part of December. So it runs for the rest of 2019. But again, it's a minimal amount of your time to leverage the life you're already living to better results. So it is that for the remainder of 2019 that you have me as a semi-private success coach, which you may never get again. As Hugh said, she's going to get less available and more expensive. And I don't say that to boast or to fling it around, but it takes, quote unquote, way too much work to run this thing for an entire half a year. Over and over again. And so there's a high probability after today, it will only be available in a self-paced way after this mastermind. So that's why we're putting out the call to doing it now live and interactively. Just checking to see if I had any more questions. Ben, does that answer your questions? And Louis Simon, does that answer your questions? Feel free to ask more clarity if you need in the chat box. Otherwise, put a yes in. But please ask for more clarity around the Jinn Success Mastermind onboarding today and final deadline. And please share the mastermind link with on social media with your Jinn brothers and sisters and put out the call. Whether it's for you or not, don't hold it back from them. Let them know. Yes, it does. Great. Signing off. All is well, Ben. You're brilliant. Can't wait to work with you. How long and what is the frequency of the program? I think I answered all that, Louis Simone. Maybe you were offline for a moment, but I will just recap. It's basically running through the rest of 2019. And October, November, the frequency is weekly. So hopefully that recaptures it. Louis Simon, please put more clarification or yes. Okay, got it. Great. Okay, so back to today's success training clarification, unless there's any more questions. So the distinction that I posted here was that the old and mostly failure paradigm, whoopsie, is that right there, and the new or success shift that takes time, but that I invited you to even consider today was a 20, 60, 10, 10, and that is two shifts. One is shifting half of your dream emphasis and put it into your chief aim. So chunk down a 3 to 5 year chunk of your dream and focus on that. And then shift 60% of your emphasis out of your everyday busyness into your sweet spot goal and your sweet spot zone of living, which again, we will take those 2 months to make that shift happen in a real way. You can get a concept, but to shift it in your life, it takes guidance over time with feedback on your play work week after week for you to get it. So hopefully, I think it was Kefir that asked that question. Let me know in the chat box if that clarified that distinction. So again, final opening up for getting everything you need answered here and now. Kefir, love to see if that answered your question. Say a yeah, great, awesome on the chat box, and you're doing it on your iPhone. God bless you for seeing this on a phone. and to all others, again, it is my servant leadership for all of you who are still, oh great, doubling up on in deciding to offer you the window. If you were, imagine we were talking one-on-one right now, what is in your heart of hearts, what it is in your mind of mind or your monkey mind or whatever, what question is right there for you on the tip of your tongue? Blessings, very heartfelt. And presence. Yes, answer to my prayers for help. Yes, Kathy, answer to your prayers. Now we're talking. And if I remember, I saw a joining now by your name. So welcome aboard. Type in your last name so I know who it is. And welcome, an early welcome aboard. And again, for each one of you, and you know who you are, who have a question on your heart or mind, imagine that it's just you and I right now. And please turn that sense of a question into words and type it into the chat box so that I can bless you with clarity and ease. Most humans, this is another one of our failure traps, and I'm going to bring this teaching right now. One of our failure traps, well, there's a few of them actually, but is both hesitation to ask, to speak, to what have you. And it's also incompletion. These are two huge failure traps in our human wiring. And so part of what I'm doing right now is I'm literally transmitting pure unconditional love to alleviate any of your hesitation. Kathy says, joining us as soon as you get off Zoom window without exiting. Beautiful, you're welcome to stay. And welcome aboard. And yes, once we're complete, you can go to the link. I love that you're staying present to this because I am bringing new teachings right now. So yes, what I'm doing is two things. I'm literally transmitting unconditional love to alleviate any hesitation of speaking out or typing out. And I am also, yay, Kathy, I'm also transmitting completion energy. And in this moment is completion of a decision. Because if you are still in indecision, feel it, you can feel it in your body. There's an awkwardness. There's an unease in your body and or your heart or your mind. There's a frustration. There's an incompleteness that comes with incomplete decisions among other incompletenesses. And yes, you're feeling the unconditional love, the whole call. I love that. And this is part of how I teach. It's not just left brain, it's holistic. And so you're receiving the whole transmission. And Dave, I'm thrilled to see you, David, coming on board. And I want to say again to all those who are incomplete in your decision, feel the transmission of my unconditional love for wherever you are. And second, feel the transmission of completion energy. And in this case, completion of decision. I'm not rushing. I'm inviting you to drop in and relax. Karate yes or karate no, but not karate maybe. You will get crushed like a grape. I love that, like a grape. I love that. Yes, it is karate yes or karate no, not karate maybe. I love that. It's a brilliant metaphor for the vibration. We are here, gratitude tears, caught by surprise just now. Yes, because you opened yourself, Kathy, to receive the transmission of unconditional love and someone answering your prayers. I know that Jinn members, God bless us all, have suffered, including myself, suffered in silence and solo for too long. We are just scraping the surface as to what we can truly do together. We have gained oodles from KT and all our leaders from our training. Never get me wrong on that. And yet it's still scratching the surface of what's truly possible. So we as Jinn brothers and sisters are not suffering alone or solo or in silence. And that we will truly come together, united to feel and receive and transmit to each other and truly touch each other's lives, so we will never be the same. And so again, as a final transmission, I am transmitting to each one of you, especially if you've ever, even if you're not now, but if you've ever been in indecision, I am transmitting unconditional love for whatever is there for you, to receive that in your being, and the energy of completion. And in this case, the completion of decisions. Not a rush, but an ease and a clarity. If it's about dollars, ask yourself, will I be $2,000 or more valuable to myself by the end of it? If most of you put $100K or more, if you were to alleviate just one challenge. If the investment is $2K, then that is a 50 times ROI on your investment, or a 5,000% ROI on your investment, just to help you do the math of what might be an inner emotional challenge. Because we get challenged sometimes, for instance, by the dollars. But in fact, it's our monkey mind that maybe, and emotions, our old wiring around it, that's stopping us. What I do whenever I'm offered an opportunity is I relax into it and I ask myself, gold, gap, and gold. And what I mean by that, this is another teaching. What is my, oopsie, gold, gap, and goal. I got double goal. Goal, gap, and gold. And what I mean by that is tune into the future you of your goal, what you want to be, then tune into the gap, the challenges that you currently have, and ask yourself, is this the gold or a piece of the gold that will bridge that gap? If the answer is yes, then join us now. And if the answer is no, I have all this gold, or I don't need this gold, or this gold isn't going to bridge the gap to my gold, then the answer is no. And it's at one level, it is that easy. Goal, gap, and gold. And I will offer more on that in the mastermind. But for now, I want to keep it simple. Any other deciding questions? I'm just tuning in here. And we have a blessed 44 people still with us. And I'm going to, okay, joining. Bless you, Louis Simon. Bless you and welcome aboard for sure. And any others that I can support, what I am going to do is I'm going to give you also the opportunity to speak. So I'm not going to unmute everybody because that will have too much biofeedback audio feedback, but I will allow, I've just clicked allowing participants to unmute themselves. So if anybody wishes to verbally, if it's easier for you to ask a question, to allow you to decide, I have just allowed you to do that. So you can move your cursor to the bottom of the Zoom room and click on your mic and unmute your mic. And I would welcome hearing as well. You can unmute your mic if you wish. And if you're hopping off again, I will give you the link one more time. Just combing through the mighty chat box of contributions one more time. And there it is. For you need to go there first. You need to do the access through this Jin link first before I can support you. So you don't access it. You're welcome, Kim, through me. You access it through this link, through the one-time only Jin Success Mastermind. Blessings to each one of you. Again, I've unmuted I've given the opportunity for you to be able to unmute if you so wish. And final stage, I will in fact unmute the lines entirely for Anna, Ara, Bob, Brenda, Caroline, Diego, Farah, Jackie, Jane. I'm just scrolling through for a moment. Jason, Joachim, Joe, Yana, Kathy, Katrin. So I will unmute the lines in a moment. So if you have a lot of noise in the background, get ready to mute yourself one by one, because we're going to open up the lines. Finally, Peter, Sonia, Steph, Stephen, et cetera, Vikas. And here we go. Mute. Let me see. Unmute. There's going to be a bit of feedback, but please wish your brothers and sisters welcome to the mastermind, or congratulations on onboarding, or blessings to the Jin community. Whatever you wish to say as a final moment.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Heather, this is Blaine. Can you hear me?
I can, Blaine.
Well, I wanted to thank you for an awesome training and for all of those of you that are still on the line. As Heather quantified in the beginning of the call, the average person put $100,000 of lost income on take advantage of this training. It's one of the gifts that Jin has. And Heather, thank you so much for extending your time in your contributions.
That's the first one.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure, Blaine. And whoever is speaking, if you can mute your line. Thank you, Blaine. It's a pleasure to serve the Jin community. And I know this is joining a piece of KT's dreams,
open,
which is whoever's speaking, if you can mute your phone or your laptop, or just listen for the last couple of moments. Thank you. In fact, if no one else does want to speak, I might just for one more second.
Let's close the call out and let people, if they have comments or have questions, reach out to you individually.
Beautiful. We'll do that. And or if it's onboarding payment questions, it's to email Jin. And if it's to anything about the mastermind, reach out to me, certainly on Facebook, or if you have my private contacts. Blessings to each one of you. I know this is part of KT's dream, which is to have interactive, ongoing, step-by-step, game-changing mentorship for you. So congratulations if you've joined, and you have today and until midnight on Saturday to join before we close and gift each other with accountability partners. Blessings, over and out, and maybe we'll do 1, 2, 3. I'm excited. How about you? 1, 2, 3. I'm excited. Woo-hoo! Congratulations, one and all. Brilliant call and stopping the recording.
Great job. Right,
thank you.
It's a pleasure and an honor.
Thank you.
Good night.
Yeah.